This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just watch the news over my left shoulder. You know what I think should happen? Since they, you know, they call this a lame duck session, so when they come back on Monday, here's what they should do. First of all, President Trump should unclassify all the information on Comey and Clinton. Period. Open it up, let it go. All right, that's number one. Number two is Congress should get together and do an investigation, a quick investigation, on the email server. No more games. They're on their way out anyhow. You don't have to worry about getting reelected. You know, her team can't kill a whole bunch of you at one time, seriously. Okay? That's what you ought to be doing. And let's get this stuff out in the open, because it'll be so nasty and so messy, and the American people will be so disgusted. It may be the first time in American history that they asked for recall elections. I'm telling you, I've said this a million times before, and I meant it sincerely. I think somewhere in the future, no matter how much you try to hide it, you're going to find out how corrupt, how nasty, how disgusting, truly disgusting, that the last administration was. I'm not joking, I'm serious. Remember, people, over the next 2 days, we are doing a pre-recorded show on Thanksgiving Day, because I will be probably in a turkey coma, or lasagna coma, whatever you prefer to say. And seriously, I mean, I want to enjoy my family, too. So we pre-recorded a show just for you guys, and then we will replay the show the day after Thanksgiving, because some people are either out shopping or don't catch it on Thanksgiving Day and go, ah, oh, I can't believe I didn't catch it. Which I don't believe. Yeah, anyway. All right. Whatever works. Okay. Let's talk to Courtney out of Southern California. Courtney, thanks for calling the show.
Hi.
Hi. What are you thankful for? Yes.
I'm thankful my husband got a lung this year in June. How about that?
Got in June, and he's still here, which means they did a great job, right? I mean, seriously, and it means that God is good. At least that's how I see it, anyhow.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's very good. I'm excited. I'm cooking Thanksgiving dinner right now, finishing off some stuff, and thankful he's here for that.
Okay, you're cooking. That's my second question. You can't get away that easy, right? Is there anything special that you make that you normally don't find in other homes or other places?
Yes. Well, I make a frozen cranberry salad that my Aunt Patty had passed down to me. So it's not really baking, but I make it. And it's kind of like a cranberry ice cream. It's really, really good. It has pineapple in it and Cool Whip. It's really good.
My wife would like that. They've got pineapple and cranberry. You should. Like I said, she loves pineapple and she likes cranberry. So that would be, for me, it would be a nightmare.
Probably Cool Whip. She likes Cool Whip, doesn't she?
She does. She does like Cool Whip as well.
Cream cheese. It has cream cheese, too.
So all the stuff that she loves to hate. I mean, she loves, but she knows that too much of it isn't great. But no, I love it. I think I'm gaining calories here tonight just listening to the recipes that people have. You know what I'm saying? Craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I'm glad your husband got his lung. I'm glad, and I've been saying this to other people too, you know, God is good. God's always faithful. He'll come through. You've got to let him work, and it'll come together. And, yes, she'll be waiting. I didn't say we, because I don't lie. She'll be waiting for your cranberry pineapple ice cream.
Okay.
All
awesome.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Good.
Have a great Christmas. You too.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. You know, there's some of these recipes, really crazy recipes. Recipes? What's a recipe? And some of the stuff doesn't sound like it goes together, but then you hear people go, you know, how much they love it, how great it tastes. Right? And what was that? I don't want to ruin everybody's appetite, right? What was that show? Honey Boo Boo. I know. See, a bunch of you just fell over. Anybody remember what their happy meal was? What the thing that they just couldn't wait for to have and they loved? It was like this really sick, disgusting dish that was, what the heck was it? Spaghetti and ketchup and all kinds of other crazy stuff. I mean, sick, crazy stuff. You know, I never understood that. I never understood how anybody could eat that spaghetti and ketchup. I know some of you, even my dad got on my case because I was making fun of people about it last year, telling me that, you know, just remember that people may not have the money to buy anything else. I get it, but ketchup, really? Listen, you can buy a can of stewed tomatoes for less money, crush them up, throw them on your pasta, and it'll taste just as good. Oh, not just as good. It'll taste better. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Probably not the best thing in the world to talk about just before dinner here. But California's got a rise in typhus. It's surging like crazy. It's linked to fleas, feces, and just bad economic policies. Oh, my. Typhus is on the rise in Los Angeles with an epicenter in downtown, where the homeless has exploded down there. The city sanitation officials are struggling to respond to nearly 2,000 cleanup requests that they're getting. Like San Francisco, L.A. is struggling to clean up city streets, human waste, specifically feces. Now, see, here in California, unlike some of those other places where, you know, it freezes in the cold and they can just push it into the, the garbage or whatever. No, here what happens is it's so hot, it turns to dust. Right? It bakes, it turns to dust, it gets windy, it blows it around, people suck it in, and you know what happens. Disgusting. I'll finish this up on Inside the Break. I'm Joe Messina. You'll see the real side. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hit so hard.
I'm sorry, I just can't get these balloon pants flying all over the stage out of my head. Did Corey Duncan do that? Anybody? No, probably not, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Like I told you, you know what? I had a long conversation with Corey that I recorded for the show. And I think, you know what I do? I just want to play it for you because I think you really will enjoy this. Take a listen. All right, we're back with the guy you're waiting for all. I know, you wait all week for this guy. I also enjoy him, too. And we've got Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. Hey, Corey, this should make your mouth water. You know what that means, right? It's, and we're not talking about Corey or my friends when I say it's turkey day. It doesn't mean, it does not mean the people I have on the show are a bunch of turkeys, just so we're clear on that. Anyway, listen, are you ready for your turkey coma?
Well, first I'd like to say happy holidays to everyone, because I don't know if I can say happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas.
You, dude, say Merry Christmas all you want, and thank you, Lord, for a wonderful Thanksgiving, you know? We don't, yeah.
You know, the smallest things I say offends people.
Oh,
so,
please.
But anyway.
I'm offended that you aren't saying small stuff. How's that?
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. That's out there, all of the Patriots that's tuned in. This is a special time of the year, but every time, you know, in our family, we're like this. With Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all these holidays like that, Christmas is every day. Thanksgiving is every day. Well, in this family, it is. It's just, you know, why should we have to wait until this time of the year to go out, feel good about things, help people, help your fellow man or help your fellow patriot or fellow woman out or whatever like that, citizen. You should be doing it all the time. I mean, I remember back during the summertime where, our family took and went to the VA hospital. They took a trip to the ICU ward. And, you know, I had to say the same thing that I told my children. Well, you know, someone told me a long time ago. They was like, "You're able to eat. You're able to eat for yourself. Go to the bathroom for yourself." Say, "See these people? They will change places with you in 10 seconds, 4 seconds, just to be where you are." So you gotta let these young people understand that what you have is not a sense of entitlement. What you have is because it was given to you, but not to be used incorrectly, or to be more or less to be humble about what you have.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if you don't have as much as the next person. Be humble about what the good Lord has blessed you with, and be thankful of it every day, not just November for Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever like that. Be thankful every day, even Veterans Day and this day. Every day is Veterans Day. But that's the point. You have to let young Americans know, because they're not being taught a lot of stuff about a lot of things.
Oh,
so
no.
They have to be taught about you know, being humble and also being thankful every day for being able to see, to walk, to hear, being able to do the simple things in life. Because guess what? In a blink of an eye, it can be taken away from you. So, you know. That's just my theory on it.
Well, no, look, you're right. So, look, you've got guys like you, you know, veterans. Again, thank you for your service, and I don't just say that; I mean that sincerely. You know, we've got guys that have served to keep us safe here in this country, and some of the guys that like my uncle Bill, who went overseas. He was in the battles. He saw what was going on over there, and you see people that they absolutely have nothing, and you don't have to go overseas to see that. You can see that right here in this country.
But, absolutely.
But that's when you really start to understand this whole freedom thing. That's when you understand that no matter what food you get on the table, we'd all like to have more, but although if you look at me, you know I don't need more food on the table. But, you know, we'd all like to have a little bit more for our families. But you get it. I mean, even people who are living in so-called poverty in this country have it 20 times better than people who are living at a regular rate or regular status in other countries. And I think our kids don't see that. They don't get enough of guys like you in their homes that have you know, that are veterans that know what it's like in other areas. And I think that's a shame myself. What do you think?
Well, you had to get somewhere. You had to go through some things. You know, adversity builds character, and character builds a real man. And you have to understand. You have to go through some trials and tribulations to become wise, to become a person that can sit and tell you. You know, a lot of people say, you know, about me being, used to say, I was a hood prophet, because I could see things more than people. I could see things that was going to happen before people could see them. And I said, this goes to be with wisdom, that I was able to be able to sit and, you know, be able to watch other people make mistakes. And then, you know, had my myself with in a position where I did not make the mistakes that they made. You know, I thought, you know, that's why I say it's a lot. It has a lot to do with being have collective thought process to sit and analyze people and to sit and be able to, you know, to watch people and watch the situations that they allow themselves to get into. That's why you always hear a lot of people say, you know, come up with these sad stories and this and that. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with the position that you allow and put yourself in. And if you don't allow to put yourself in, that's why, you know, a lot of people, that's about, you know, it's all about whether you want to be successful. And one big thing about being successful is to be humble and to watch and just to do more. Keep that, as my mother would say, keep that red rag in your mouth. And keep your eyes and your ears open.
Look
and keep your mouth shut.
But you said it. Everything. You said it yourself. You put yourself in situations. Now there are rare, there are rare occasions where people they get screwed. They work for companies that are dishonest, or what was that? That Enron whole thing. People.
But Joe, that's life.
Yeah.
Life is not fair.
Yeah. No.
You know, as a teacher once told me, he said, Mr. Duncan, when you leave here. He said, all of you are at a starting line. He said, when the starter's gun go off, you can either run straight and run fast ahead of this person. He said, but at the end of the road, he said, at the end of this race, some of you are going to cross the finish line and some won't even make it halfway to the
finish
line.
That's right.
He said, which one do you want to be?
Yeah.
He said, you know, and I'm like, well, I know I'm going to begin with, so I already know what I'm going to do. I already got it in my head.
That
I am. And, you know, a lot of people think that's being arrogant. It's not being arrogant.
No.
That's what you're supposed to do. Because a lot of people suffer from low self-esteem because they don't have $1 million because of this or because of that. Hey, you got your health and your strength.
He's right. Get your health and your strength. That is 95% of the battle. I'm Joe Messina, your host. More with Corey Duncan after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president is engaging in a very public feud with Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts.
This was an Obama judge.
He was angry that another one of his immigration policies was put on hold by a federal judge out of the Ninth Circuit. And then a sudden rebuke in a statement from Supreme Court Justice Roberts, who said there's no such thing as an Obama judge. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe once taught Justice Roberts.
He's a very careful, thoughtful, reserved guy. But like any human being, he's got his limits. And I think that this president exceeded them.
Undeterred, the president tweeted that the Ninth Circuit has become a dumping ground for lawyers looking for easy wins. Justice Roberts is a conservative judge who was appointed to the High Court by President George W. Bush. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And you know what? Just truly being part of the conversation, because I do want you part of the conversation. So, now, you know what? I'll do the other thing in the next segment. Anyhow, let's get right back to it. I mean, Corey and I were having a great conversation. I want to make sure that you... did you get the full effect of this? We may run out of time. And I may post it as its own piece and put it on our Patreon site. Right? If you head over to, if you head up to the website, you'll see a button there for Patreon. It helps you become one of the Insider Club members. Take a listen. You know what? I got to tell you, love this guy. We're back again with our buddy Corey Duncan. I know that's one of the reasons you tuned in today. And he's getting ready for his turkey coma coming up. And you know, sandwiches the next day. There's only one person that is very upset about today. That's right. That's the sound of our turkey running around the backyard knowing it's over for him. Anyway, I'm Joe, senior host. Corey Duncan joins us. Corey, always have a lot of fun when you're on the show. Today we're not talking about specific issues. We're talking about family and Thanksgiving and really what it means, to both of us and probably other people, too. Thanks for being with me.
I appreciate it, and always a pleasure to appear. Thank you and Tammy for having me. And also, I wanted to tell everyone to also tune into our website, www.conservativegen.com. For me and my beautiful wife, Annis, our first holiday message as a married couple, so...
Oh, cool.
And it's going to be very interesting. Nothing dealing with politics or anything negative. Well, we don't deal with negative. We just tell the truth about things. But, you know, it's all about, well, yeah.
Go ahead.
But,
thank you.
Our thing is that we, you know, you have to, as a family, set goals. Yeah, the first you have to set the agenda. Then you go to achieving the goals. And one thing I have always done in this family is you know, if you did good, do better. If you did better, be more excellent. Be excellent. You know, and a lot of times my sons and daughters will look at me and be like, well, you know, what else do you want me to do? Invent the square wheel? And I'm like, yeah, do it. yeah, because you know every father and mother, once if they work their soul, they want their children to be better than they are.
Right.
And you have to be in this world. You have to be more cunning. You have to be more shrewd. And I'm not meaning in a negative way to getting over on people or this or that. You have to be a strategist about the strategy of success. Because my success, as I always tell my son and daughters, the same thing. Just because your brother's success is that does not mean it's for you. You have to pave your own path. And also, if you're going to do that, make sure when you pave in a road like that for the path to success, that you understand that you're going to have your bumps, you're going to have your trials, and you're going to have your tribulations. But if you stick to stay steadfast and continue to understand that keep a positive mind frame about things and to deal with people that's on the road to success, because, you know, we got some that, you know, as I always say, black folks, the crabs in the pot, or the porch monkey syndrome, or whatever, that we all have in each race, or whatever. When people see you trying to be successful, they have some, you know, that's why I was, you know, no offense intended, not jumping off target, or, you know, subject of what you're talking about. You know, that's why I say dealing with this part of this movement that we deal with, we're dealing with young, impressionable young Americans, and they're very, you know, inquisitive. They want to know about things, and you have to make sure that you have the right educators, as well as in the regular, you know, just teaching people and teaching these young people about life, and to understand that every day is a day. That any day that's on the other side of the dirt, as somebody told me, is a good day. And any day you can open up your eyes and give the good Lord His praise and glory is a good day. So, you know, you have to be taught. You can't wait till the child gets to 18 and 19 and 16 and 15, because as I found out in this family, that 10 is not 10 no more. When I was 10, 10 is 13. 13 is 15.
Oh, yeah.
Or 16. And you'd be surprised, you know, one of my sons and daughters, and, you know, they get together and they have these powwows, and we'll back off and allow them to have their little powwows, and you'd be interested to just sit and listen to the conversation that's going on. And I'm like, you know, I didn't talk about that when, you know, I'm trying to give them Hess trucks and stuff like that for Christmas, and they look at me, you know, I'm like, man, look, Dad, when we did this back in the day, you know, I'm like, just room.
They be looking at you going, listen up, old man.
We know that. My daughter, Autumn, looked at me. She was like,
Dad,
she folded her arms like that. She like, Daddy, really? Really?
Daddy, really? We don't use horses no more, Daddy, either. We use cars now.
Right. Right. You know, I'm like, man, look, the Hess truck. The lights come on the Hess truck. I was like, man, I said, that is real Christmas right there.
You are
old,
man.
And they looking at me like, you know, should we? Did you take your medicine? Should we take you?
Yeah.
Should we take you to the hospital?
No, they're
now?
Looking at you going, you old man. You are old.
Hey, look, I'm 49 and I'm proud of it. And look, you know, hey, look, I thank the good Lord every day because, you know, I'm not a choir boy. So, you know, I never said I was or whatever like that. But, you know, I turned something bad into success.
I was an altar boy, and they were like, no, you can't do this no more.
So, you know what? You find a lot of people when they always run around and they preaching the this and they preaching that. And, you know, I always find that they're the ones who are the biggest, you know, they not all now. I'm not going to say all of them. I'm going to say they're the biggest fake and phony people ever.
The guy, and I won't give his name, some people already know who he is, twice. The big name preacher who twice talked about, you know, the evils of prostitution and all that other stuff, twice he was caught in hotel rooms with prostitutes. So, I'm already saying, you know, if you're stuck on something, there's a reason you're stuck on it. So, listen, before you get too far.
They always say the pastor's family is the worst, they're not lying.
They definitely have their challenges. So, listen, you and I were starting to talk about this, and it was, you know, excuses. We don't make excuses. You come out of the inner city. I came out of the inner city. The excuses would have been easy, right? We don't get the same education as them. We don't get the same money they do. You know, our parents weren't rich. They grew up in the suburbs. I don't have a chance. Mm-hmm. We didn't do any of that, though, did we?
Absolutely not. That's why I'm so glad, you know, probably for the next month or two, we're going to be taping the documentary. It's going to be a movie, and it's going to be all about the Duncans. It's going to start from ground zero, way back in Queens, New York, and it's going to start from there. And somebody was telling me, it was like, man, that is going to be the movie of all movies because it deals with a multicultural family that came from the ghetto, that came from the hood. To a level of success, but they're a conservative family and they weren't liberal. And that in itself is Americana, urban Americana. Is people, you know, if you ever wanted a text to go off of, please, once we get finished with this movie, we gonna put it on. You know, whatever we need to put it on, CD, whatever. But I want everyone to pay close attention to that movie because the movie's not going to be about putting anybody down. It's going to be dealing with all of the memoirs. It's going to be dealing with my, I know I'm being a little biased, my awesome mom who from day one, it was just a non-tolerable person about not succeeding. My mother just had, and I'm not speaking to her in the past tense. She's still living. But the thing of it is that it's a lot. She's a very wise woman. I've never hung around, even from my mom or my dad. I've never hung around. I've always been around. When I was 19, I used to hang around people that was older and that was more wise. And I didn't ever look at them like, oh, he's an old man or this or that. No, I always looked at them to sit there and listen to their wisdom. Because you have to. You have to understand they've been somewhere where you're trying to get. As I always tell young people these days, like, who do you think you're fooling? I was like, you know, I was playing on games when you were still sucking on your fudge stickle somewhere trying to figure out how to ride your big wheel or your 10-speed. I was already playing those games. So, you know, and it's just like with people, they go from there to adulthood, and they just think they do things, and they think people just like stupid, well, like they don't see what they're doing.
They look at you and I, and they go, look, that guy can't even figure out how to use an iPhone. What's he going to tell me? He doesn't know it. I can figure out how to use an iPhone, but barely. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. More with Corey on the other side of the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, tomorrow, T-Day. And the day after T-Day. Right? They're pre-recorded shows for your listening enjoyment. Hopefully you're not listening tomorrow night. No, seriously. I mean, be with family. Unless you want to show them some truth, let them hear some truth, then go ahead and play the show. But if you miss it for any reason, because you're passed out after turkey eating, we're all going to replay it on Friday. Larry! Always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to wish you, well, not just me, the boys want to wish you a happy birthday. Come on, everybody stand up. What do you say, 29, Larry? Larry, 67, you don't look a day over 29. Really, seriously, that's what I would tell everybody. I'd keep them guessing. I always enjoyed that, as you can imagine, as my personality would dictate. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Let's get back to Corey Duncan and our conversation about the good things about Thanksgiving and family. Not politics, although he does rant from time to time. But don't we all?
Right. But I just sit and laugh because I was like, the laws of physics is going to catch up with you. Just like anything else, you know, I knew a lot of stick-up boys when I was young and stuff that lived in the same projects that I lived in. And I think, you know, then when something happens and they're laying out on the ground and somebody catch up to them, please, I'm going to die. Wait a minute. First of all, you knew what you were doing when you was going around robbing people's moms and their sisters. So, you know, I don't have no sympathy for people like that. And it goes on to everything else in life. I don't have sympathy for people that always got an excuse about something. Look, man. Hey, look, you're dealt the hand. You can either build your hand or pick up another card. And it's just like, life is not a bowl of cherries, no matter how many people want to tell you that. It's not. It's past a dog-eat-dog world out here. It is a lot of people that's on the left and right, and people, you know what I'm talking about, because when you told me about how people were in this movement, I didn't believe you. But now I'm a firm believer. Thank you, Joe Messina. I'm a firm believer of the Satanism that goes on with a lot of these people. But again, to stay with the subject of the show, I can't wait for that movie to get done because it's going to be spectacular. I'm going to give it a little plug on your show, Bill.
No, listen. You know, this is what we're supposed to look at. This is what we're supposed to do for each other. One of the things I pride myself on, at least I think, if I'm wrong, you can slap me around. I don't have an ego the size of Texas, right? Most of the people I have on the show, it's not all about Joe Messina. I bring guys like you on. I've enjoyed our relationship over the years because you're a real person. Your heart is for the kids. You're trying to make changes now for the kids. So when I bring people on, it isn't because they have a following of 27 million people. It's because their topic, it's because what they discuss, it's real to them. It's real in their heart. They're willing to sacrifice for it. Otherwise, I got no use for you. If you're coming on my show because you think you're gonna gain some kind of notoriety or what have you, I got a lot to say to you when you get off the show. Don't you worry about it.
Well, right? that's because they're chasing the throne. Everyone is chasing the trying to be the next big thing or whatever like that. Instead of understanding what this is all about, this is not about me making a buck. If it was about us making a buck, would we be giving away 3,000 turkeys at all of our chapters? Would we be giving away winter coats to people? We're not getting anything for that. We do things, and I want to say before we go to break real quick, we also had sent a financial, not a donation, a financial gift, I would say, to a certain entity that's out in California for the wildfire. And the thing of it is money. I told you can't take money with you to heaven or hell. So, and them people have gone through hell out there, no matter if they're liberals or whatever like that. And that just goes to show you, I'm like that about all Americans. I don't care if you're a liberal. I don't care if you're a socialist. Hey, look, you leave something like that. You got grown people living in people's driveways. You got people that have lost things or whatever. And I'm not going to sit up like I see some people sit up and make fun of them like that. Hey, look, man, a tragedy is a tragedy. And if you don't have enough class to understand that and you want to sit up and make gloat because somebody lost something.
California? Who told you to live in that woods with those idiots?
I've heard some conservative podcasters and broadcasters make fun of people or whatever. I'm not going to mention their name because we already know who the ignorant ones are or whatever because they have, that's what kind of following they have, an ignorant following or whatever. But it is what it is. It's stuff. You know, all you have to do is sit and watch their comments. But anyway, we're serving the public. Not only do we serve the public, we're serving the public interest, especially of our young Americans. So the thing of it is, let's all start acting like adults and stop chasing the throne of I want to be the next Rush Limbaugh or I think, come on. Come on, you're not gonna, you know, half, you know, everyone is regurgitating the same thing,
doing garbage.
The same thing over. They just spinning it and putting it that way. And if that's what he wants, I'm fine with that. I don't have a problem with that because I follow the movement. I don't have to worry about followers. I don't have to worry about how many people listening to me. Because guess what? Most of the people that I talk to or come across, not even on social media, and that's fine. If it's only 100 or 200 of them, I'm good with that. Because guess what? I know that they're true blue and where their heart is.
Corey, Jesus had 12. That's what I tell people all the time. I don't need 100. Jesus had 12. Okay? Right. I mean, it's really that simple for me, right? And in my book, in the book that I study, me and God, we're the majority. That's how it works, you know? And I'm,
exactly.
So, you know, people make me nuts when they do this kind of stuff. All right, look, real quick, let me just let's take a quick break here. And again, I want to finish up with good wishes for those people and what have you. And I know you guys all been waiting for them. Corey Duncan's with me, and you know, again, on a regular basis, I love when Corey's on with me. What I'm going to do is put that whole thing up on the website, and I'll put it up on our podcast because I'm sure you want to hear more from him. And it was a longer interview than normal, but we got rolling, we got cranking, and we decided we just wouldn't cut it because he gives in a lot of insight that you normally don't get to hear during our regular interviews. Anyway, we'll talk to Barry from Southern California. Barry, thanks for being with me.
What's going on, Joe?
Not much. You've been hanging for a while, and I very much appreciate it. So what are you thankful for this year?
I'm actually thankful we're finally leaving California after 53 years here in the beautiful
state. I'm not excited about that. Don't I count?
I know. But it's, you know, we've been talking about this for a while. My wife and I both lived in California our whole lives, and it's just kind of time to move on. And we found greener pastures, actually redder pastures in Tennessee, and that's where we're headed to.
You know, and it's a beautiful state. I mean, I love Tennessee as well. I mean, when I was a younger man, I used to go through there quite a bit. But part of your reason for leaving, is it because of, you know, what's been going down and what's recently went down here in California, as far as
you
the elections go?
There's a number of reasons. Yeah, I think the ultimate thing for us, too, is we didn't want, you know, we have a 3-year-old and a 21-year-old, and we didn't want to retire in California and spend the rest of our lives here. And, you know, we knew at some point we wanted to leave and kind of leave the craziness of California. But growing up here, seeing what this, you know, what's become of this state and just going to the store and just driving around, it's an absolutely different environment. It's a different feel. The welcoming environment is gone. Everybody's out for themselves. And, you know, we just thought it was time, and we wanted to do it before our children grew up and had grandchildren. And so we're bringing everybody and the kids with us and everything. And here's kind of tells you how many people are leaving California. I looked for a truck to rent to move back from California to Tennessee. It's $3,000, okay, for a rental truck. I just for the sake of just, you know, being interesting, how much is it to go from Tennessee to California? They're still the same distance, right? The other way, it's $1,200. So,
wow.
So you can see a lot of people are moving one way or the other. They want you to drive the trucks back.
Yeah, we're hearing that everywhere, though. I mean, you're not the only one who's told me that. It's like the U-Haul is having a problem getting trucks back to California. But at the rate they're what they're charging for them, at the rate it's happening, my God, I'd have tractor trailers driving them back and forth, making sure they got back here in time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty soon they're going to start paying you to drive a truck back to California.
I know. All right, so real quick, is there a dish that you usually make on Thanksgiving that you don't normally find on other tables? Go ahead.
Oh, that I don't normally find on other tables. No, see, we're really pretty standard. I mean, here's the one thing we've always done is we've always done things differently. Like 3 years ago, we had lasagna. We've done ham. We've done the turkey thing. I even deep fried a turkey last year. That was a nightmare. Don't ever
try
that.
That was interesting.
Just FYI, that was not fun.
Wow.
So this year we're going kind of easy since we're moving out of our house. But we like the macaroni and cheese. We like our traditional.
Oh, macaroni. Anyway, hey, have a great Thanksgiving, Barry. Really appreciate you calling in. God bless.
Thank you, too, Joe.
Yep. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, you have a great turkey day. I'll be gone the next few days, but we've got shows lined up for you that you'll very much enjoy. God bless. Have a great day and a very exciting Thanksgiving.